Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of June, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Looks like we're going to be getting some audio on Apple News Plus. We all know that 13.5.1 has been released, but that beta version of 13.5.5, yes, we're seeing a little bit of hidden audio within Apple News Plus. Apparently, though, will only be available for News Plus subscribers. This will give users access to recorded news stories via the interface, and those stories will appear in a media player that takes the same form as the one in podcast. What we don't know right now, being that it's in beta, how much content will actually be available in the audio platform, but one would think that, yeah, they would have a lot of genres covered. Speaking of audio, get ready for the BBC's voice assistant. It's ready for testing on personal computers. Now, the voice assistant, called Beeb, is actually designed to help customers take advantage of voice assistant technology, regardless of their accent. We all know that existing assistants, yeah, sometimes they don't detect accents so well. That's where the BBC stepping in saying, hey, no problem. The early version, yes, by the way, this is beta, is actually going to be available on UK-based members of Microsoft Windows Insider program. The first version will allow users to be able to get live and on-demand radio too, music mixes, and podcasts, as well as news and weather updates. And you can ask that all via Beeb for you. There's even some Easter eggs we're hearing about in this beta release for PCs. You can even ask Beeb to tell you a joke. Yeah, it sounds familiar, doesn't it? Yeah, Siri, the good old days. Of course, the biggest ambition out of all of this is to be something like Alexa or Siri in the end, and have the Beeb not just on PCs, but have the Beeb everywhere. We've been talking about this for a few weeks now, Google kind of getting away from that Chromecast and back to Android TV. And by the looks of this leak, it looks like they've combined the two. Yes, we're definitely looking at an Android TV dongle for sure now, as what appears to be, that's leaked on the interwebs, a new rendering of the Media Hub. By the way, the code name on this is called Sabrina. Now, also we've seen in the renderings and actually a video clip, gonna have a remote with this version, and we'll actually have a dedicated Google Assistant button. And as we've said before, the interface, yep, completely changed. Goodbye to the Chromecast wallpapers. Hello to an Android TV experience again, complete with individual shows, apps, and services. And finally, CES. Yep, we're talking about it for next year. And no, it doesn't look like it's going to be virtual reality either. Nope, CES says they're going to be an in-person event next year. Yep, despite COVID-19 probably still being around even then, CES is saying, eh, screw it. Stating that, yep, they are confident that CES can take place in January with safety measures in place. Those safety measures, well, as you probably guessed, clean and sanitize the place regularly, have a buttload of sanitizer on hand that will supposedly be placed at all these booths around the event. Now, be forewarned, that's still about, well, it's about 7 months away. A long time in a pandemic world, but we're all hoping for some normalcy, so hopefully this will push through. Got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, always located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all of our podcasts over there. Check out our blog and so much more. Also, check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be part of the conversation today. So join us right now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show. We'll be back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to be happening, but until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.